One of America's best doctors is here. You've had tests this week and you're looking for answers. You will receive them here because you are high on Dr. Ken's priority list. And you don't even have to go to the Mayo Clinic. You can just call 888-553-7536. Maybe you've got gas and you want an explanation for that. We've had a lot of discussion of toe fungi today and various medicines and topical agents of relief, that sort of thing. Pretty stimulating conversation. What's going on with you, and how is it that Dr. Ken may be able to help you? We'll go through some more of the medical news from the week, things that will be helpful. Hopefully, there is as much information as you can possibly imagine. Encyclopedia Britannica said this weekend they're not going to publish anymore. And so people say, oh, no, they're going away. No, they're just going online, where they have been for a long time. Anyway, why print something when people just use your? I mean, didn't we all grow up with an Encyclopedia Britannica?
Absolutely.
In our home? And so
the world book.
Yeah. What sort of medical information is there in these? So this is a general reference, a general knowledge sort of thing. I wonder how much, I'm wondering out loud, how much information somebody like you can get out of an encyclopedia, or people in general. If I looked up toe fungus, if I went to the Encyclopedia Britannica website and I typed in toe fungus, what do you suppose I'd get for information?
I'm sure there's plenty of information. I have to tell you, I haven't used the Encyclopedia Britannica since high school.
Really?
It sure got me through high school.
Yeah. Well, there's so many other ways
along with the World Book.
Yeah. Great things, great old standbys of information. As is Ken, not so old, but a standby for medical information. 888-553-7536. Here's Robin in Cadillac, Michigan, with the questions. You got the questions, we've got the answers. Robin, go ahead.
Hi, my mom is, thank you, by the way, for taking my call. My mom is 67 years old, and she honestly went to the doctor for a hand problem. And every time she goes back, they find something different. High cholesterol, diabetes, is this normal? Is this what they do with old people? I mean, older people.
careful,
Marilyn. Right? I am sorry.
I'm teasing.
Well, you know, here we are, Robin. We're damned if we do. We're damned if we don't. Is she going to her primary care doctor for this? Her internist or family doctor?
Correct.
This is a very good question.
And they're sending her to a lot of other doctors too.
Okay. Well, and you know, don't assume that they're just trying to take advantage of the situation, and you know, you may even want to go. Have you gone with her, or this is all secondhand?
Secondhand right now.
Okay, I can't tell you because you know I've been doing this for over 30 years. You will be shocked if you go yourself because it may be better than it sounds, or it may be worse than it sounds. But I guarantee you, if you go yourself, you'll form your own opinion and not the one that you're getting over the phone from mom.
Okay.
And
yeah,
and
she's very nervous, and that's what I was wondering.
It's so helpful for anybody, especially if you're a little older and especially if you're nervous, to not go to the doctor alone. I love when my patients come with somebody that they love and they're comfortable with. It makes it easier for everyone.
Makes good sense.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Happy to help and be of service. 888-553-7536. Scott, listening in Appleton, Wisconsin. All right, Scott, so you have the doctor's attention right now. What is the problem?
Yes, I was just touching base here. I don't go to the doctor at all and such, and it's kind of odd situation. I'm very, very active. I work out 5-6 days a week at the Wyatt, and I'm just for the last 2 months I've had I assume it's actually considered to be hemorrhoids, and I've never had it before, and I'm not sure what actually it is, what's going on there, if I need to go to the doctor and get it checked out, if I got some rectal cancer thing crazy going on.
So here, instead of going around, like, let's get to the specifics, like, what is it, if you have hemorrhoids, what's a hemorrhoid, Ken, and what kind of questions do we need to get to figure this out for him?
Well, a hemorrhoid, you know, people call them piles, they're swollen and inflamed veins, in your, if you will, can you say this on the radio, anus?
You poop, you're straining to poop.
And your lower rectum.
Right? Yeah.
And, Scott, I would imagine you're having some bright red blood in your stool, correct?
Actually, no, I'm not. And, no, I'm not. And actually, it doesn't hurt. I don't have any pain going to the restroom.
Are you having itching or irritation
in
that region?
Itching and a little protrusion going on.
Okay.
It's been about, like, steadily for about 2 months, but it seems odd. It just doesn't go away.
So you're feeling some swelling around Uranus?
Correct.
Okay. It sure sounds like hemorrhoids, some of the other symptoms you get. You often get painless bleeding during bowel movements. You get some leakage of feces. Those are the common symptoms. I would, just to be sure, I would want somebody to take a look and make sure that that's exactly what's going on, because you don't want to miss an infection. You don't want to miss a mass that could be something else. This sounds to me most likely like a hemorrhoid. And usually what we'll do for initially is treat it with some medication over the counter. There are all these creams and ointments, suppositories, pads, all these different things. You go to your grocery store, you'll see them in the aisle with all the medical aspects.
All right. Scott?
Okay.
Let's see. Let's
but
hope
that
helps.
If that doesn't work, then these minimally invasive procedures are done. But for peace of mind, if it was my anus, I would want somebody to take a look at it just to make sure we had the right diagnosis.
There you go. Isn't it? What kind of a doctor do you go to for that?
Well, any internist or family doctor initially could do a good the examination and take a look, but the and treat it with medical treatment. But if the medical treatment doesn't work, then the general surgeon takes over and does one of these rubber band ligations, or there's sclerotherapy injection, there's laser coagulation. There's a lot of different options, and there's hemorrhoid, the old-fashioned hemorrhoid removal or stapling by the surgeon.
When the hemorrhoid, what was the cream that you used to put on for hemorrhoids?
The
Preparation
Tux.
H. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's, by the way, the same stuff. The good face creams all have the same ingredient. No, that's true. You know that, right?
Witch hazel or hydrocortisone is what most of those products have.
Ed's in Key West, Florida. We're moving around the country well in the second hour here of Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health. Dr. Ken is on with you, Ken, with you, Ed, right now.
Thanks. I have an episode of gout. Were quite painful, and I didn't, even though I had it, the first time it happened was big swelling about 6 months ago, and for almost a month and a half, I couldn't walk. It's on the foot, you know, from the ankle down, and it happened a few days ago again, although it's been fine in between those 6 months. What can I do? They say it's uric acid. Is there any food diet? I don't eat meat, and I'm wondering what to do to cut that uric acid, if that's the cause, and what beside aspirin I can use now.
Sure, not a fun thing to have in Key West. Let's talk about trying to prevent this, okay, Ed?
Yeah.
You want to keep your fluid intake high. That's really important. To make sure you get 8 to 16 cups of water each day, unless you have a weak heart. I would do that. Limit your alcohol. And you want to eat a good, balanced, healthy diet, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, fat-free or low-fat milk products. I don't know if Doug will like that, but that's important when you have gout, because you want to get your protein from low-fat dairy products. That will help protect you against gout. And you also want to limit intake of meat, fish, and poultry. Small amounts you can have, but just limit it. You may want to talk to a dietitian. This is where dietitians are very, very helpful. And are you at ideal body weight, or your height a little short for your weight?
A little overweight, but I never thought it was a problem. I don't drink and I don't eat meat. And to lower the swelling now, would aspirin help? Or as to the liquids, just drinking a lot of water each day on a permanent basis?
And after those lifestyle changes, the rest of it, you really can't be your own doctor, or you're going to suffer. This is where you need a good internist, or if it's a complicated case, a good rheumatologist. That's the doctor who specializes in treating gout. And, you know, we use a whole bunch of different medicines, from the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like Aleve and Motrins of the world. We use colchicine. We use allopurinol. There's a number of things. There's some Euloric is one of the new drugs that's out there. Probenecid, there's a whole bunch. Whether you make too much uric acid or whether you don't excrete it adequately from the kidneys, the doctor will test that and then use specific therapy to help you.
And on just using natural things like cherry concentrate, they've said, and so that it just doesn't occur again, if the diet is okay, what could I eat or not eat to cut the uric acid?
Well,
or is it a kidney problem that the kidney isn't?
You probably, at your severity, alternative medicine is probably not going to be adequate. But there are some suggestive studies that things like coffee, vitamin C, and cherries have been known to be helpful. But again, this is where it should be complementary medicine. It should not be exclusive to the alternative side. It sounds to me you're going to need a combination of blended traditional and alternative medicine.
And who's the specialist doctors that work on this?
Rheumatologist with an R.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. Very treatable, Ed. Don't be allergic to the rheumatologist.
All right, don't be exasperated either. 888-553-7536 to El Paso and KTSM. Lori is listening to that radio station with a question for Dr. Ken. Lori?
Yes, good morning.
Hi.
My question has to do with why one of my hands periodically during the day turns bright red and the other one does not. And the one that turns red is cold sometimes when the other one is not.
Have you ever heard of Raynaud's phenomenon?
No.
You have to go put your hand in the freezer and see if this happens.
Huh?
How do you spell Raynaud's?
R-A-Y-N is a Nancy, A-U-D-S.
Okay, I'll go check it out.
Okay.
The only thing I had seen on the internet was that it might be peripheral neuropathy, and I've been diagnosed with that in my feet.
Uh-huh.
So I wondered if that could be affecting my hands also.
Have you had any neck problems, any motor vehicle accidents?
Oh, yeah, I've got problems in my neck.
And usually you would see it on, you have it just localized to one side?
That's right.
Have you had any injuries to that particular arm?
I've got a herniated disc is all, but nothing to my arm.
Uh-huh. That is a possibility, and again, you know, this is where it's a little hard for me without examining you to determine which way to go. But have you seen an internist about this or a family doctor?
I am going to on the 30th of this month.
Okay, you just need a good examination. Is it an inflammatory issue? Is it due to trauma? The fact that it's localized makes me think it's more likely some sort of traumatic issue with localized to that area.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Nice to hear from you, ma'am. 888-553-7536. Sometimes people say I go through the phone number too quickly. Phone number is at DougStefan.com. You'll see it on the homepage in the banner across the top. Dr. Ken and our newsletter published every week. You can sign up for that at DrKenShow.com, 21 after the hour.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Taking your calls, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Toll free from anywhere in America, 1-888-553-7536. I'm a trained medical scientist, trained internist, cardiologist. I've been in medicine over 30 years, almost nothing. I haven't seen at least one. I would love to help you get to the next step. You've been to the doctor, left with questions unanswered. You have an easy one, a hard one about yourself, your spouse, your parents, your kids. Toll free, no bills, no paperwork. What could be any better? I won't embarrass you. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. 1-888-553-7536.
All right. So earlier, the subject matter of sexually transmitted diseases came up. Part of one's health and well-being comes from physical sexual contact. There's a study out this weekend suggesting that America is the second in terms of all the countries in the world. What, there are 192 countries in the world, I think. So we rank second on vibrator ownership and usage.
How come not first?
Well, Taiwan is number one. So,
oh, this is per capita?
No, I think it's per how many are there in
that
use?
That little country has more vibrators than all of America?
Amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Innovation.
Anyway, by the way, America is ranked 31st in math scores and 24th in life expectancy, but we're number two when it comes to using vibrators. The question is, what kind of medical danger is there in using a sexual stimulator? I guess that's for lack of a better reference. That's
everything
what it is.
In moderation.
So, there's no way of cleaning it and making sure. I mean, I suppose whatever you use to keep yourself clean would be used for keeping the device clean, right?
Just enjoy yourself and just use good common sense.
All right. Another study that you have highlighted this week has to do with red meat. It can be unhealthy, boosts the risk of dying young because red meat, as Uncle Doug has been saying for a long time, not too good to you. Never mind the slime. What's that stuff called? It's a pink slime.
Pink slime.
That's something even more bad for you. But this stuff is anything, steak, but any unprocessed red meat, no good, right?
Archives of Internal Medicine, Doug, this week that eating a lot of red meat may shorten your life while consuming more fish and poultry actually may extend it. Red meat, it's associated with a higher risk of dying from heart disease and cancer and also increases the risk of diabetes. And eating portions of processed red meat daily, like hot dogs or bacon, can boost a person's risk of dying young by up to 20%. The key here is that these people ate a serving every day. So I'm not telling you to stay away from it entirely. Just use good common sense. You know, use it in moderation. You want to go to the ball game and have a hot dog, don't feel bad about it. But don't do it every day, and try predominantly to use the unprocessed meats.
888. Certainly when you're eating meat like that, it's time to think again about it. 888-553-7536. Roger in Wilmington. What's your problem, sir?
Yes, I was diagnosed with a fatty liver, and it gives me pain. I was wondering if you have any recommendations.
Fatty liver disease.
Yeah.
My cows get it, too. What's the problem, Ken?
Well, many, many people will have fat around the liver, and unfortunately, it's like having fat anywhere else in the body, and the treatment is to, and I know this is easy to say, is to lose weight. Where fatty liver, where this non-alcoholic fatty liver becomes an issue is where you also have problems. You measure your blood test for your liver function, and they're abnormal, and they also see some fat around your liver. This is where it becomes an issue. This is where it can be associated with cirrhosis. It can really start damaging the liver. What to do about this is a challenge. You know, there's really no standard treatment. The doctors, they'll want you to lose some weight, get into an exercise program. Sometimes surgery is even considered when you have serious liver problems. But this is a really tough thing to deal with. Definitely prevention is the way to go here. If you can, healthy diet, maintaining a healthy weight, and be careful around chemicals. That's also probably an issue here.
Really?
Huh. All right,
okay.
Sir. There you have it. Food for thought, as it were. 888-553-7536. What about people and the way they think about fat? A lot of people have said eating fat makes you fat. There are good fats and there are bad fats, right?
And oh, absolutely.
You've got to be careful about, you can almost get the right fats by having a capsule every day, the omega-3s, right?
Well, exactly. There are very healthy fats. All fat is not bad. It's not a four-letter word. There's trans fats and saturated fats. Those are the ones, the trans you want to have zero if possible. The saturated fats, very little as possible. And then there's this is where it gets too, you know, behind the backstage. Saturated, you have monounsaturated, polyunsaturated. Those are the better fats. Those are the ones you usually see in the Mediterranean diet.
Yeah.
And then you have the healthy trans fats.
All right, there's the story from Dr. Ken. Stick around. Another half.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
It's now 33 minutes after the hour, 27 before the top of the next hour. Gives you a half hour to call Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 888-553-7536. The monkeys are sad about Davy Jones dying a couple of weeks ago. You got to wonder about what gets an event like a heart attack started. Apparently, his wife, who is Spanish, the day before, stormed out on him, told him she was going to file for divorce. Whatever was going on with him, there were a lot of rumors. I saw a picture of her. She looks like a little older Meghan McCain. And that's, you've heard the story about Meghan McCain being in Playboy, Dr. Ken. Is it likely that people who are affected by something like this could so get into a stew that it would create the circumstances that would, I mean, Davy Jones, according to everybody, he looked healthy, seemed to be fit, worked out, was conscious of what he ate. So is there a circumstance in which an event like this, wife leaves, can create the makings of a heart attack?
Absolutely. Extreme stressful events can definitely stun the heart. It can cause a heart attack. And, in fact, out of the European Society of Cardiology this week, there's a report that depression is tied to earlier death. Patients who have coronary stents, the wire mesh that holds the circulation open, and depression, 1.5 times greater risk of death in a 7-year follow-up. What happens is, this just creates changes in the sympathetic nervous system. Depressed people tend not to take care of themselves as well. And maybe the immune system doesn't work like it should in a depressed person.
888-553-7536. Speaking of heart disease, another story this week on mothers who give birth to babies that are smaller than the norm. What is the norm? What is it, about 7 pounds, the average? What's the average weight of a baby?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so what happens when you have a baby that's smaller than that?
Well, what we discovered this week, and it's reported that women who give birth to smaller, full-term babies, they're actually at higher risk of having heart disease.
Why?
And, that's a good question. But giving birth to, this was reported this week in, it's called PLOS Journal. What they discovered was that if a woman gave a full term birth, that's 37 weeks or more, to a baby less than 5 pounds, 8 ounces, she was at increased risk for heart disease decades later.
Wow. Why would that be? You got to wonder.
Well,
under circumstances,
there's some speculation that low concentrations, Doug, of factors that stimulate placental growth could also inhibit the growth of blood vessels that repair the heart. Beyond that, we just don't know.
Really? 888-553-7536. Here's an email. Dr. Ken, can you please comment on the generic drugs and the more expensive drugs? Who tests these, and how do they identify whether you have the same benefits or not? Specific medicines, and we know you do this all the time. You say, okay, here's brand X, and then over here there's a generic of the same thing, and there are some circumstances which suggest, for example, I have a drug that I'm using now on my face because earlier this winter I found some precancerous. I didn't find them. I had a little brownish spot on my face, and it was attributed to being out in the sun a lot, because for all my life in the summertime I'm working on the farm outside probably 8 hours a day, sometimes more than that, in the sun every day of the year, or every day in the summer. And so this being biopsied, they find a little precancerous cell in there. So she prescribed a medicine that cost $840. And I said, when I found out I was $840, I'm not doing $840. And it turned out there was a generic that was available for $24. Basically the same thing. So, you got to wonder, and that's what this question is all about. What is there figure? Do you always have to ask that question of the doctor?
30 seconds on generic drugs versus branded drugs. The generic is similar to the branded drug, but not identical. In a drug, Doug, there's active ingredients. Those are the ingredients which actually do the effect that you want from the drug. But there are also these inert ingredients. These are ingredients which hold together the pill or the capsule. And what is not the same is these inert ingredients. And also sometimes what's different are the delivery systems. You know, with these newer drugs, you now take them only once a day, so many of them, so they have these extended release delivery systems.
Mm-hmm.
And these are a great advance. 20, 30 years ago, people were taking pills 3-4 times a day. Think about it. You rarely do that today.
Right.
And it's a huge advance, but these delivery systems do differ from the branded to the generic. I would ask the doctor, whenever they prescribe it, you know, is there a branded, is there a generic equivalent? Often there is, and, you know, ask the doctor in their experience, is the generic, is it as effective, is it as safe? And usually the doctors with a lot of experience in that area will tell you, and I have some of my favorites, I have some of my unfavorites. And I just want to mention, before we were talking about fats, and clock was at my throat, and I was talking about healthy fats, and we mentioned trans. It's the omega fats that are the healthy ones, and I was trying to say that trans fats are not.
888-553-7536. Somebody asked a question. This is from Patricia, who heard us talking, I think, last week about doctors who were going broke and wanted to know more about this. I think it was last week, wasn't it, that we were talking about doctors who are specialists like you, have their own clinics. And in the old days, not so long ago, doctors who spend lots and lots of money going to school, and people think, well, you know, they're taking advantage of the system because they charge so much money. But many, if you have a clinic, I'll bet you there are a lot of doctors who have hundreds of thousands of dollars of medical bills that they have to take. I mean, there are all kinds of other things. But the bottom line is that she didn't understand what it was that we were talking about. What do you mean doctors are going broke? You want to make it more specific than what we were talking about, Ken?
Absolutely. If any of you
By the way, I'm looking at I just Googled this. Here's a guy who's a doctor who's $3.2 million in debt because of the machinery that he has in his office. I bet you get that much, if not more, in your office.
It's a real issue. There's a great article that was this week in the Wall Street Journal, and I'm sure you could Google it. It's called Why Doctors Struggle to Make Ends Meet. And it's all about how practices are trying to upgrade to deal with all of Obamacare's requirements, but the reimbursements are just getting skinnier and skinnier, and the margins are just not there, and a lot of practices are really struggling. The insurers, one after another, are cutting the reimbursements, and the requirements to maintain a practice are really diminishing. And what's happening is, and this is very sad, what's happening is the number of doctors who actually own their own practices is dramatically declining, and doctors are selling their practice to the hospitals, and I don't think anybody's going to really like this kind of medicine.
Well, the other thing you're not going to like is the price tag. Information this week from the Congressional Budget Office. You got to wonder why anybody, no matter what their party, would vote for this kind of thing when there were so many unknowns, including what it was going to cost, now up to $1.76 trillion if it's allowed to play out. Why would anyone, what is there about this? These people drink the Kool-Aid. The guy wants to have this kind of socialized medicine. And all these people who have, you know, after the fact, they look, it's like the Patriot Act.
America, let's all learn from this, because some people think we're all dumb. They all told us that this was going to cost this Obamacare $940 billion when they were trying to pass it. And this week we learned it's going to be twice as much, $1.76 trillion for 10 years. What they did was why does it surprise us? They only counted 6 years of cost when they were collecting money for 10 years, and now when they put 10 years of cost against 10 years of collections, they realize it's way over budget. Twice as much as what they thought it would be, and I think by the time they're finished, it's going to be a lot more than twice.
You know, the days of regulation, deregulation, some of these big companies, I would be interested to see how many of the drug companies and or the big hospital corporations contributed not only to Obama's reelection, but any person who's running for Congress or the Senate. This has become an infestation. And when you realize that Washington has less than 3% unemployment, you realize what we are contributing to with all the lawyers, lobbyists, K Street loaded with all of these people that are trying to get your money and spend it as they see fit.
Doug, the Congressional Budget Office, which is supposedly the umpire, they're supposedly neutral. Yeah. They also said that by 2022, 3 million fewer people will have health insurance through their employer, while 17...
I thought it was 20 million. I saw a number of 20 million.
Wait a second. And 17 million Americans will be added to Medicaid, and 22 million will be getting coverage through these government-run exchanges. This is just a plan to take control and move health care.
Why would you vote for that? What is there about your thinking that brings you around to thinking that this is good? I mean, people not having insurance, not being able to get health care is a bad thing. I think we can all agree on that. And there ought to be a plan somehow or other that gave us the ability to have good, affordable health care. But what no one is addressing, prevention. And if you are doing a good job of taking care of yourself, most of the questions and problems that are brought up by our current state of health are moot. If you're eating well, exercising, taking good care of yourself, you eliminate all kinds of problems that people go to people like Dr. Ken for. Heart problems, cancer, the major killers. If you're just conscious of what you eat, conscious of how you live, you don't have these problems. If you're walking around like a zombie, you're the kind of people that vote for this kind of stuff. So I'm getting a little carried away.
But I just wonder whether we really want one size fits all medicine, that you really want folks in Washington, D.C., making the decisions for your local community, because that's what's happening. We're now getting crunched by rules that everybody has to follow that are being submitted to us from Washington, and they're already coming, and they're going to change the way we have customized our practice to our local community. But that's what's happening here, folks.
One size fits all. 888-553-7536. Here's Wayne in Birmingham, Alabama. Hi, Wayne. You're welcome to come on board and ask Dr. Ken your question.
Yes, I wonder if you have any remedies for peripheral neuropathy, which causes numbness in the hands and feet, mainly the feet.
Sure. So you would like some alternative medicine for this?
Yes.
Acupuncture, biofeedback, alpha lipoic acid. Some of these may be effective, but usually it takes a combination. It's sometimes hard to treat these. You really want to try and see if you can identify first the cause. Alcoholism, diabetes, exposure to poisons, infections. There are some rare inherited disorders that do this. Even trauma to the nerve. We had a caller earlier that sounded like that was the issue. Some tumors, vitamin B deficiencies can do this, and some kidney disease, liver disease, underactive thyroid, a lot of causes for it. And I would just, without you being your own doctor, Wayne, try to get a diagnosis. Ask the doctor, what is causing my peripheral neuropathy?
Okay.
All right. Pretty good advice. Sounds like it makes sense. Thank you, sir. Jim is in Newburgh, New York, with a question now for Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 888-553-7536. Jim, hi.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I'm taking a drug, Plavix. I had two stents put in about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yes.
And I've been getting negative feedback. Everyone on the Internet, and they're saying about black labeling it, and one says it's good, one says it's not good, don't take it so long, you shouldn't be taking it so long, it should be a six-month deal. Could you tell me something on that?
Jim, you're in Newburgh, New York?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I used to hang around there in the summers when I was a young guy, a beautiful part of the country.
Oh, yeah, the Catskills.
Orange County, right?
That's correct, right next to Stewart Airport.
Yes, Middletown, wonderful place. What station do you listen to us on?
I'm on the Internet.
Okay. Well, great. Welcome. If you had a stent put in, I imagine it was after 2003 when the drug-eluting stents were introduced. Do you have a drug-coated or drug-eluting stent as opposed to a bare metal stent?
I believe they're metal. I couldn't say for sure.
You don't have your card, your stent card. I don't know if we have time for you to get it, but
No, they didn't give me any card.
Whoa, my gosh, you got chipped. You got to go back to that doctor and get your card.
He never issued a card.
Well, what I would do, Jim, is find out whether you have a bare metal or a drug-eluting stent. You were started on the Plavix just for the stent?
Yes.
Okay. And we, for bare metal, we treat usually about 3 to 6 months with Plavix every day. When you have a drug-eluting stent, a bacteria-coated, antibacterial-coated stent, we treat with Plavix every day for a year. And then after a year, if you have a drug-coated stent, we're not sure whether we should continue some Plavix for even up to 5 years, because there is a 1 in 200 risk of a drug-coated stent, of a clot forming after 1 year. What some doctors will do, if you had a complex stent procedure done, they'll put you on maybe 2 or 3 days a week Plavix, but very rarely do we use Plavix every day after the first year, even in a drug-eluting stent. Never do we on a non-coated stent. What I would do is don't change this on your own. Ask your cardiologist, Doc, why am I on Plavix every day so many years after my stent?
Right. All right, I'll do that. Thank you very much.
Yes,
Take
sir.
Take care, Jim. Thanks for calling.
888-553-7536. We still have time for your call. Questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Speaking of questions, check out the newsletter, the health newsletter, Good Day Health Newsletter, at drkenshow.com or dougsteffen.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Wearing the green, or the focus on fun things to do if you are Irish or want to be Irish for the weekend. This is the Good Day Weekend Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, taking your calls at 888-553-7536. A lot of straightforward information, which is pretty much our matter, of course. Once in a while we get off onto a toot, but there have been any number of great questions helping out not only the folks who call, but a lot of people who are listening that certainly have the same problem. And if that's the case with you, you are helping others by asking questions. Just keep it. It's a very, very good, it's a wonderful feel that we get here, helping individuals and the collective by just answering your questions about your health and well-being. 888-553-7536. David, listening in Jackson, Tennessee. What's your question, David, for Dr. Ken Kronhaus?
Good morning. Bunch of rapid-fire questions, and I'm going to hang up and listen. There's a lot of controversy about the use of marijuana and the medical benefits. Even controversy about the pharmaceutical companies won't get involved in manufacturing the ingredients that's found in marijuana. My personal experience, not using it, but talking to people, says smoking a joint is the equivalent of drinking two beers. There's a lot of controversy about whether it helps cancer patients. I even heard the other day he said it stops the growth of cancer cells, which I just find really bizarre. But anyway, since the doctor seems to be quite learned and has access to a lot of publications, I'd like to know what his honest opinion about the use of marijuana regarding
medical use. He'll always give you his honest opinion. All right.
I'm gonna hang up and listen to you all. Thanks.
So he's asking a question that is controversial to a point. I'm one who believes this stuff ought to be legalized, although I would never use it and wouldn't even promote the use of it. But there are varying points of view on this, Ken. What's yours?
Well, with regards to the legal, I think it should be decriminalized. But the problem is that there's so much hearsay and rumor about marijuana. There's a lot of places in medicine where it's been suggested. Chronic pain, that's probably the most common. Maybe it helps. And it's been suggested the symptoms of multiple sclerosis. Again, it may improve some of the symptoms. Eczema, epilepsy, even glaucoma. Insomnia, it's been suggested. It's also been suggested is in appetite and weight loss in cancer patients, but there the evidence is really dicey. So the problem that I have with it is that there's so many potential side effects. Low blood sugar, increase the risk of bleeding, low blood pressure. It's sedating you. You walk around drowsy. It's hard to do a lot of things that require your mental abilities when you're using marijuana. And you want to definitely avoid it if you have a history of asthma, if you're pregnant, or if you're breastfeeding, Doug.
All right. Well, I'm not going to be breastfeeding anybody, and I'm not likely to be pregnant, but I'm also not likely to be using marijuana. I don't even like the smell of it, but listen, to each his own. 888-553. Some people say it does you some good. Yeah, I suppose maybe it does to a point. Depends on how you define good. 888-553-7536. Mike's in another Jackson, Tennessee listener. Go ahead, Mike. You're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Ken.
Hi.
What I'm going through right here is, during sex, when I totally, fully exercise myself, just as I start to hit climax, I have a burning pain that runs up the back of my neck and into my head. What could be causing that?
So you climax, you ejaculate, and where's the pain, Mike?
It goes up the back, from the bottom of my neck up into the back of my head.
Okay,
it's like a burning, like getting an instant massive migraine.
Okay, so it's not unusual for men to complain of migraine headaches during sex, but it's not a soreness in the genital region.
No,
you're just having a migraine headache during sex. That's what I think your diagnosis is, Mike, and it's very, you know, it's not uncommon. Get your blood pressure checked, but talk to your doctors about migraine headaches.
Okay.
All right. You didn't want to.
Thank you.
All right, sir. You're welcome. Again, a reminder about the Good Day Health newsletter. Dr. Ken writes about pediatric concerns this week. Sign up for it. Comes out pretty much every week. Once in a while, we have a hiccup, but for the most part, Ken works on this. Edits it, puts it together, and we produce it every Friday. Good Day Health, Dr. Ken's writings and studies. Sign up for it at either drkenshow.com or dougstefan.com. Email the Dr. Ken at drkenshow.
Are you?